Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh. How many years you been doing the radio gig for?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, only 11.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, yes, another big week of the Rush Hour coming up. Hello and welcome to everyone listening this afternoon. It is Monday afternoon, of course, and Joey Montagna here, and we have a big, big show coming up again, as we always do, Billy. It was the Rugby League Grand Final last night, so we'll chat to our man from Queensland, the Rush Hour Queenslander, Benny Dobbin, to give us the update from that big Grand Final win for the Panthers. Of course, Trade Week opened up today.
You're excited. Plenty
of trade news, so we're going to have a chat about all that. Of course, what's trending stories unusual are out there. We've found a couple as well, and of course, Bill, seeing it is my second week, I've been able to bring a sponsor to the show just to try and help it out a little bit. So Carlton Drafter on board.
Mother's milk.
And not only have you got your joke, Carlton Drafter have been able to sponsor some other people's jokes.
Yes.
And we're going to judge the best joke. So not only have we got yours, we're going to judge a couple of others.
And the best jokes?
They win. Well, the best, even if you just get your joke in, you win a slab. And then the best joke, and I have to judge it, I'm the judge because I bought the sponsor in, Bill.
I'm the judge.
They go into the draw to win a big major prize. So it's going to be another great show today. I'm looking forward to it. But welcome to you off the back of a big weekend. How was your weekend down in Geelong Town?
First weekend without working on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I just perched up there in a stool at the Cremorne Hotel Saturday at about 2.
What time did you finish?
At 9.
That's a good stint.
Sore bum.
Did you have a palmy?
Had a palmy.
You did?
Two pots? We got on the skewies on Saturday. So you don't have to go to the bar as much. And had a good day having a few bets, responsible.
Mm-hmm. Watch your horses.
Yeah. What's his name? Incentivise, is it?
Incentivise. What a star that is.
Bloody oath. That was good. So that was very, very good. And also something did disturb me, Rabsy, our friend, Brayshaw.
What's he doing?
Did you see what he put up?
Yeah.
On Insta.
I saw that too.
Yesterday.
I liked it. I don't know why I did.
You know what's happened? When he has a drink, him and the Dale just sit there and they have not just one bottle. They have a lot of bottles and they get really pissed. And he comes out with this stuff. Oh, no, I don't even know if they're responsible, to be honest. What about him singing? So, anyway, he's taking it down.
Yeah, so he's singing some. What was it? A song from the 1970s or something. Exactly. And he was chiming. And then we tried to find it today.
Couldn't find it.
What's he done?
He's deleted it. He's got the fear.
He's woken up and gone, what's happened? Yeah. Oh, come on, Jim. Hello, Raps.
Atkins is another chance tonight in the Brownlow. He needs something to pick up his spirits. Two nights on the town with his mates has been enough for girlfriend Shannon, who delivered his belongings and his eviction notice to the Albert Hotel today.
Oh, yeah. I think that'll work itself out, though.
All your gear's out in the back of the pub here.
It certainly is, yeah. It's a bit of a joke, though, I think. I hope.
I don't think it was.
Is that Simon?
Simon Atkins. His missus dumped all the gear out the front of their house, all his gear.
After what, big week? Mad Monday.
Had a couple of days. What's the grand final last night?
The Panthers. I
tell you what, the defence wins premierships in that game, and we'll talk to Benny, I know, very shortly, but they were just very, very good defensively.
Awesome, the Penrith Panthers. Yeah, they defeated the Rabbitohs. Great game. Rabbitohs had their chance, and we'll chat to Benny Dobbin. But I just love the story about how many of those young boys at Penrith have grown up together, played juniors together, and now seeing them succeed at the highest level. I'm going to ask Benny Dobbin whether this is a bit of a start of a dynasty for this club. They lost last year, but boy, oh boy,
they have some talent. And they were banged up, and they won. Well done. And even the Cleary smiled last night, which was good, both of them.
See post-match Brian To'o? He got engaged.
Oh, he went down the knee. That's right. I'm going to ask him about that. That was good. And she said yes. Mm. That was nice. Had a cut eye and everything. Yeah. And a couple of bests and fairest, even three over the weekend. North Melbourne, who's been the best player at North this year?
Yeah, Jai Simpkin won his first Sid Barker medal. So that's a great story for him. He had a terrific year. He's become a star of the competition now. So that was a great win for him. Ben Cunnington was second. Jack Zeeble was third. What I really loved about Ben Cunnington, He was quite emotional. We don't hear Ben Cunnington speak very much, do we? He's a shy guy. He doesn't do a lot of media.
And he's had
a
big year off the field, of course, and on the field. And he got very emotional.
Getting a bit emotional, even though I didn't even win it. But I'm not good at this stuff.
Are you doing a good job, mate?
Yeah, and I just have the support from the club, the players, and my beautiful family. Yeah, I couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah, so you don't get to see that side of players. And that was, of course, because he had a testicular tumour removed only a few months ago. So you can see there how significant it has been, you know, in his life and being able to reflect. And he was speaking about his love for the footy club all the support and all the love that he got, he really appreciated. So well done to Benny Cunnington, but also Jai Simpkin for winning it.
And Jack Zeebel, third, Aaron Hall, fourth, and Luke Davies, Uniacke, fifth.
What about the Pies? Did you see the winner of the Pies, BF?
I just had a look this morning. The Copeland Trophy goes to
Jack Crisp.
Yeah.
Won his first Copeland Trophy, so the man that's played 163 consecutive games. It's the most in the AFL.
And he polled in 17 games. So very consistent. Went into the middle there and had a really good year. Maynard, again, had a good year second. And Scott Pendlebury, he's done well to finish third.
Considering he missed the last month of the year. Yeah, Jay-Z was very happy Saturday morning talking about Scotty Pendlebury sneaking the third. That is fair. 13 of his last, of his 16 seasons, he's finished top three in the best and fairest, Scotty Pendlebury.
DeGoey fourth and Steele Sidebottom finished fifth.
The surprise was Brody Grundy finishing sixth on $1 million a year. Bill, you'd probably like to be finishing higher than that in the BNF if you're on $1 million a year.
And Fremantle, well done to Sean Darcy, who won his first best and fairest over there, defeated David Mundy. What a star he's been. Sean Darcy, speaking about doing it tough, obviously he did all his thank yous to the players and the coaches, and then he thanked his family, who he hasn't seen for 2 years.
Thirdly, my family. It's been a disappointing couple of years, not being able to come over and hang out as much as we want. I really miss you deeply. Hopefully the borders will open up soon and you guys can come over and we can hang out. So
makes it tough, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got to remember, I mean, everyone's doing it tough around the country and a lot of these football players haven't been able to get home or to have family and friends come. And that's why there's going to be there will be some movement in the trade period and people missing home and, you know, not being able to see family and friends.
That'll come into it now, you reckon?
I reckon it does. And there's already been a few. Jordan Dawson wants to go back. We'll chat about them later in the show. But there are a number of players wanting to move back home for family reasons because of the times we're living in.
You work for Freo. They've got a lot of kids in that.
They've got a good midfield, good young side, led by Sean Darcy. He's going to be a future leader of that footy club. He's a star ruckman. So well done to him. That was a good get.
The Sandful Grand Final, always a week after the AFL Grand Final. Woodville defeated Glenelg by 67 points, if you don't mind. The old Woodville Peckers. They used to be called the Woodpeckers back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the old Woodpeckers. That's a big win there. They got 23,000 there for the grand final.
Do you know who used to play for Woodville and was in the crowd?
Who?
Bernie.
Yeah. He was a Cups ambassador.
No.
Yes, he was, for the Sandful. The Cups ambassador, and he inserted himself into that.
Is that a paid gig, you reckon?
Oh, it'd be a little. Don't worry if Bernie's doing it. He done nothing for free. And then, of course, he leaves, like Melbourne. He leaves and they win. Someone said that the other day.
That was there. So I think they won back-to-back, the Woodville Eagles. And the Menzel brothers both play. Troy and Daniel Menzel.
Both, do they?
Both play. They kicked 3 goals each. I think they set up the victory for Woodville West Torrens. And their star, Jack Hayes, was the Odie medalist for best
on
ground.
There it is there. Look, Bernie and old Nick Chidwigan is the Cup ambassadors. So Bernie for Woodville and old Chiggers for Glenelg, so well done there. And the Waffle too, the grand final. Subiaco won. They defeated South Fremantle there by 44 points. Well done to Subiaco.
Yeah, that was on Saturday, as was, Bill, on Saturday. Mm. The Wallabies against Argentina. Oh,
they're flying, 4 in a row.
Did you watch some of that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. You were parked at the stool.
I got off the stool. The I had to get off at one stage for a leak. But Andrew Kellaway is their new star. He's come in and scored, and he's only a young bloke, but good on him. And
scored a hat-trick, he did.
He did. It's a hat-trick.
Yeah.
Geez, they're going well, aren't they? Oh, well done. I'm very happy for him. And Seb Ross has signed on for the Saints.
Yes, happy with that? Contract extension. Yeah, he's a great club, man. I really like Sebby Ross. He's been very consistent player for them, and he'll stick around and hopefully lead this next generation through to another finals campaign.
Took him a while to sign him up.
Yeah, well, he was maybe, I think he's a unrestricted free agent, so he might have just been exploring his options, as you're entitled to do, and he's going to stay with the mighty Saints.
It's a Rush Hour with Joey and Billy. Plenty to come, including AFL trade talk, what stories are trending unusual. But up next, we're going to chat to Ben Dobbin after the NRL Grand Final last night in Brisbane. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's all thanks to Carlton Draft.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best,
all right,
best teeth in, please.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy. And Brisbane put on a great show last night, hosting the NRL Grand Final, and the Panthers were victorious.
For the first time since 2003, the Penrith Panthers are NRL champions.
They have held on to win. The pain of 2020 becomes the joy of 2021.
And here to wrap up the massive grand final from Rush Hour Queenslander and Triple M NRL, please welcome Ben Dobbin.
Yeah, welcome, Benny. Thanks for joining us, mate. It was a cracking grand final, it must be said. You were there firsthand. What did you make of that big win to the Penrith Panthers in a nail-biter 14-12 over the Rabbitohs?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, I mean, for the purists, it was a great grand final and sort of normality a little bit restored in the sense that we had a full crowd, a good game, and it's a bit like Melbourne winning the AFL Premiership. Penrith is heartland. It's part of the fabric of rugby league, and the fact is that it's the nursery for most players in New South Wales. We've got Logan up here in Queensland, but is our nursery. But for Penrith, that's where the junior nursery is, and for them to win the comp is huge. I don't understand, and I don't want to get too political, but they knocked 13,000 off the crowd. And instead of, you would think a normal person would spread those 39,000 out. No, they just took sections out and everybody else was next to each other. So I don't know how that social distance, but it ticked the box. And no one wore face masks. People drank beer. It was just a typical grand final, COVID style, but it was enjoyable. Yeah, great game of footy. Cody Walker scored one of the best tries in grand final history. He also cost
gave
our
one
Sydney
away.
He also cost our Sydney. So, I mean, it always is a hero and a villain out of it. It was a good game. I'm really happy for Penrith, though.
Wasn't a bad game. Very defensive and not as good as our AFL, Dobbo. But I tell you what, it wasn't. Very defensive. But defence wins premierships. They kept the Eels to about six. They kept Storm to six. That was in the finals. Yeah. They're just a very good defensive side.
Yeah, they are. And look, everybody thought they were going to be this attacking side because early in the year they were putting cricket scores on teams.
Yeah.
And their attack went to the pack. It really did over the last month and a half. They've been playing busted. But you're right. 8-6 up in Mackay. They did a job on Parra. Then to hold the Melbourne Storm out in the prelim, they went through the hard way. You know, sometimes there's always an asterisk next to teams. And I don't want to take anything away from premiership sides, but there has been some where they've had an easier run. Penrith did it the hard way. They went through straight through the front door. And if any team can say, look, they're the champions. I don't understand, though, and you guys might be more attuned to why this, but why does everybody wear ski goggles after they win premierships?
The champagne.
It's now the done thing. But who gives a crap? You get a bit in your eyes. You smell it. That's part of the deal, isn't it?
Because American,
they copy the US.
They copy America, mate.
Mate, I mean, Jesus, these blokes are supposed to be rugby league, heartland rugby league clothes. Like, grow a set, seriously. You know, that's not, I couldn't believe it. Billy, would you have ever worn ski goggles?
No.
Seriously.
Well, I didn't get the chance. No, I lost four, don't so. Don't you laugh, Joey.
Yeah, you're right. They're the toughest blokes in Australia, and then they're worried about getting a little bit of champagne.
Last year, at least Melbourne Storm was singing Country Roads by Kenny Rogers. The music was being played in the Penrith change rooms last night when we went in there. You couldn't understand a single word. It was dus, dus. I mean, at least the Melbourne Storm, they had it right, singing Country Roads by the great Johnny Denver. I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah, and this is it a bit of a start of a dynasty, do you think, Benny, with this young Penrith group? I mean, they lost last year. The talent they've got, and they've all grown up in this age demographic of them. Do you think this could be a bit of a dynasty for Penrith?
Well, I think they'd like to think so, but the salary cap in rugby league sort of probably keeps it in the sense that it won't happen. They lose Capewell, who's one of their really hard-working. He goes to the Broncos next year, and there's a player who plays with him called Viliani Kikau, and he's from Fiji, and he was unbelievable last night, and they're going to have to throw the bank and some I mean, Penrith are very rich and they do have third-party agreements and they have a leagues club, so we don't know where the money comes from. But
have a listen to the Queenslanders.
The old third party. But I think that they're not going to be – obviously, it's the salary cap hopes that there's not going to be dynasties. Melbourne Storm have thrown that one out the window. But I believe that Penrith, you know, there's some good sides coming on. South Sydney are pretty unlucky.
They were unlucky.
I don't think they necessarily – Penrith are a lock for the next couple of years.
They were unlucky, I reckon. They umpire's decisions, the ball didn't bounce for them. They just nothing went – Hey, why do, every year at, I laugh – it's the heaviest trophy ever. They all get up there. No one can lift it.
They need two blokes to lift it. I mean, take it down a little bit. Somewhere along the line, some bright spark has said, you know what, we're going to make this big bronze trophy and we're going to – but no one can get it up there. It doesn't matter. Can't. You need two or three blokes to get it up there. This is going to be probably shouted down. And I know Triple M and we love Cole Chisholm and we love Mossy, but the NRL pre-game entertainment, I don't know who picks it, but seriously, I reckon we were back in 1986. Seriously, Ian Moss is a legend. We love him on Triple M. But if you're trying to get fans there, there are so many people that you could have got there last night. They had Mossy playing Tucker's Daughter. Great tune.
Great song.
Play it all the time. But you know what? I'm 45 and broken down. I'm not 18 and wanting to go to the rugby league.
You are back in 1986. The NRL is, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bum sniffers feed.
Hey, Benny, just on the flip side then, South Sydney Rabbitohs, we said it was a heartbreaking defeat. They're losing a couple of their stars as well. But what's the story with Wayne Bennett going on? Down here in Melbourne, we're all fascinated by Wayne Bennett. Is he going to continue coaching? Is he retired? Where's he at?
No. There's going to be a 17th franchise in the next couple of weeks named, and it'll be Redcliffe. It's just a peninsula suburb of Brisbane, and they're going to be named as the 17th NRL franchise. You can put this as a lock. Wayne Bennett will be coaching that side in 2023. So he's coming home for family. They're going to call it, they believe, like it's obviously the Redcliffe Dolphins, but they'll be like the Brisbane Dolphins or the Sun State Dolphins or something like that. And Wayne Bennett will be the inaugural head coach. While he's waiting, well, there's a bloke from Victoria called Billy Slater, who's now the Queensland Origin coach in his part-time. So I think Wayne Bennett will be assisting him next year, sort of as he's mentoring sort of role in the Origin series while he waits for this new franchise to kick in 2023. He was pretty philosophical. I had a good chat to him last night after the press conference. He used a few choice words about a few moments, and we've got a real problem in rugby league where players milk penalties. I mean, at least in AFL, when you get blindsided, you know, you get blindsided and they don't milk. But in league at the moment, when they get tackled, if they can see they're going to get a penalty, they lay down and that gets reviewed, and it's something that the NRL is going to have to look at. But he was pretty upset about that. But other than that, he's lost 2 out of 7 or 2 out of 9 grand finals he's been the head coach in, and won by 1 point in extra time and won by 2 points last night. He's not doing too bad.
And he's still got a bit left in him coaching the new franchise. Thanks for that, Benny Dobbin. A bit of breaking news, but also a beautiful recap of the grand final. I'm sure you need to go and have a rest, mate. I'm tipping you had a few last night in the grand final.
Literally, McDonald's, great sponsors of Triple M NRL, they helped me out this morning, and a bit of salt water as well today. It's been good.
Good
it's
boy.
The only way I can get recovery.
You can listen to Dobbo live and on demand on the Rush Hour Queenslander on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld.
Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
Billy Brownless.
The difference, Lee Montagna.
For Carlton Draft, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
And trade period started today. Joey, you're all over this. You love it. And I think it finishes next Wednesday at about 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Now, what's happened? Anything you can tell the punters out there?
No, a bit of a slow day. It was a slow day to start off because, as you said, they've got a week and a half to get these deals done. And as you know, with any negotiation, whether it's with your wife or with a friend, you always start with what you both want and then somewhere you meet in the middle. So
you end up where the wife wants it.
That's right. Well,
Callum Jones, Jordan Dawson, Robbie Tarrant, Lipinski to Collingwood, Tim O'Brien to the Western Bulldogs.
The news today was Lewis Young, the other backup ruck defender for the Western Bulldogs, has requested a trade to Carlton. So there's been a bit of interest in that one. I think people just need to get their head around a little bit. It doesn't necessarily all these trades have to be straight into your best 22. I think, someone like a Lewis Young, if Carlton have got, all their best available, they might not be in their starting 22, but it's a depth player.
Yeah.
It's, if they need some ruck cover, if Young De Koning or Pitney don't come on, if one of their tall forwards or defenders get injured. So that's a nice get for Carlton. I think you've got to always add depth to your list. They were hit by injuries towards the back end of the season. Lipinski, we spoke about, that's a good get for Collingwood. He's a talented young player that just couldn't break
into the Western
Bulldogs midfield.
Tim O'Brien.
I like Tim O'Brien as a defender. He's been around for a long time, Bill. 27 years of age at the Hawks. Could never establish himself as a bona fide sort of key forward. But when he's been thrown back and played as a defender this year for Hawthorn, he is an elite intercept mark, which we've seen with a lot of sort of failed forwards that go and play in defence, like Liam Jones, for example, Carlton. I think the Western Bulldogs, it'll be a great get for them if they can get Tim O'Brien.
You know what I was thinking? Sav Radigalia to go
as
back.
As a centre-half back.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, North Melbourne, they will pick at number one JHF.
Jason Horne-Francis. He's a freak. Think about Matt Rowell to pick one. Think about Sam Walsh. He's every bit as good as them.
Yeah.
He will impact straight away.
Every bit as good as Sam Walsh.
Yep. Well, as coming out of June, I'm not sure if in his third year he'll be third the brown line, but he's been as that sort of player coming out of under 18s and into senior footy. He'll be a star. He's going to make a big difference to the Kangaroos, who are also going to get Callum Coleman-Jones from Richmond. Yeah. That will get done. There's a bit of standoff at the moment. Right. Richmond want a pretty high price for him. Kangaroos are saying, well, we're not going to give it because we get the first pick in the preseason draft.
Yeah.
He's out of contract. If we don't get the deal done, he just walks and we get him for nothing. A bit like what happened with Jack Martin to Carlton, where the Gold Coast Suns wanted some high draft picks for him. Carlton said, well, we don't need to give them. We'll just get him for nothing.
And they did.
So that negotiation will continue with the Kangaroos.
When's Collingwood's pick?
Well, they don't have picks till late.
So how do
they have to acquire a whole heap of draft picks. We won't get caught in the nitty-gritty.
No.
But they need a lot of draft picks to get a lot of points to get Nick Daicos at either pick one, two, or three, wherever he's bidded for. So they still need to do some maneuvering. They still want to get Lipinski and Kruger. Actually, I want to get your take. What do you think of Big Kruger as a forward?
He kicked goals. He kicked seven or eight goals maybe once or twice in the VFL. Okay. So he has kicked goals there. He came as a forward. Then they put him down back.
Yep.
I'd love to see the Cats hold him.
Yeah,
just
right.
Because with Lockie Henderson going, there's a spot there for him. Yep. So I'd love to see the Cats hold him and just give him, play him. Yep. So
Pies will have to do some manoeuvring to get some more draft picks in. They look like they're going to do something with the Gold Coast Suns, just some shuffle some picks they'll both come out on top. We won't get too bogged down in that.
Fair
but
enough.
There'll be plenty happening throughout the week, Bill. So we'll be all over it on this show every day.
And as you said, Bill, trade period wraps up next Wednesday night. And Joey, Jay-Z, Daisy and Sarah Ollie will be all over it on the Listener app as well with a trade podcast.
Will I?
It's The Rush, not you. You're not part of that. It's The Rush Hour. Good. Joey and Billy, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
Write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
Lee Montagna, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's all thanks to Carlton Draft.
Yeah, it is indeed. It's been a wonderful show so far. But, Bill, we always love looking through through some stories over the weekend and try and find stories that are trending unusual.
Yes.
You've come across a bit of an unusual one.
Actually, your one, the backyard wedding.
Yeah.
With Nathan Vardy. Yeah, that was in the papers on the weekend.
See,
4 days late.
We were creating news, Bill.
Well, you were. Well done there. But I got a mate over there in Turkey, old Bevan Mutlu. And
schoolmate, was he?
Schoolmate, yeah. Went to Assumption together and he's gone back to Turkey. And he got on the source, fair to say, on the weekend. And he just stumbled out to a forest near his hometown and got lost and all that. And that was okay.
That's okay, is it?
Well, it is. He woke up and he was okay.
Oh, okay, and that's right.
But then someone was worried. His family were worried about him. So they started a search party.
That's nice.
And Bayan, my mate, he joins the search party. So he's walking around trying to find whoever it is. And then someone yells out, Bayan, where are you, Bayan? And he goes, oh, that's me. So actually, they set up a search party to find him. He just joined it to think he's doing the right thing, and they're actually looking for him, old Dopey. So only in Turkey.
Very good. Hey, I just came across interesting yesterday in the paper. They've announced the SAS, which we've been speaking to some of the cast from this year's SAS Australia. Brutal show, that one.
Brutal.
But they've announced the cast for next year, for 2022.
Yeah.
And now a lot of things started to add up because on the midweek rub throughout the year with Duck coming in, he was going on these massive fitness campaigns. He was doing 2.5 hour walks.
Botox.
He had a bit of
his eyebrow member.
You said that, not me.
Botox.
He was getting some cortisones in all his ailments and his shoulders and all those sorts of things. And it was strange why he was getting himself so fit. Well, now we've figured out why.
Why?
He's the next contestant in SAS Australia 2022.
Imagine someone getting the ant getting up close to him and having a go at him. Duck.
You reckon he'll throw the fist like he did at Archer that day? He would do that.
Exactly. Well, what I found was interesting. So they got Wayne Carey 50. Well, they got after his name.
AFL commentator.
Righto. Barry Hall 44. What do they got after him?
AFL star.
So he's only a commentator, Duck, and Barry Hall's a star. Who else is in that?
Well, speaking of stars, Darius Boyd, who was a retired NRL star. Mm-hmm. So we know you need to be pretty fit and strong to be going.
Jeff Hugel?
Jeff Hugel.
He blew up a bit, old Hugs. we all do.
Might be good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Lachie Gilbert, who's been on The Bachelor and Survivor. He's a big unit. I don't know if you watched any of those shows, but a lot of people that are listening will know who big Lachie Gilbert is, so he's on that.
Melissa Wu. She's a tiny little diver, isn't she?
Yeah, she's been to 3 or 4 Olympics.
I was going to say, she's still only 29. Yeah. Been around for a lifetime.
Yes,
Who else
Richard
is there?
Richard Buttrose.
Who's Richard Buttrose?
He's your Thor.
What?
He's related to Ida.
No.
Haven't you heard that joke?
Nah. I haven't heard that one.
Right,
give it to me. It says he... Richard Buttrose, convicted drug dealer. Is that what he's known for?
Well,
you're on the show because you're a convicted drug dealer.
Exactly. That's what it says. Well,
Michael Zarafa?
Yeah, I am, man. The boxer.
Ooh.
He is fit.
He is fit.
He come in here one day and a bright yellow tracksuit, top and bottom, like a banana.
Did you tease him?
No.
Paul Fenwick, is he the comedian? Is he the comedian that does Rabsy, the ABC shows,
Fat Pizza? Yeah. What about Orpheus Pledger?
Who's Orpheus Pledger?
He's the Home and Away actor.
Which one?
Oh, one of those ones. Something happened.
Down the diner.
Anna Heinrich, the Bachelor star. She'll give it a crack.
How do you reckon the duck will go? Because you know he's got no natural predators.
No, he hasn't. But he will have in there getting told what to do, when to do it, how, and in his face.
He doesn't like that.
No. Actually, Barry Hall would be interesting too because he's a bit fiery.
Mm.
What happens, I was thinking the other night if these two had...
They do the boxing thing. They will, for sure.
Imagine if those two teamed them up for the boxing. Oh. Wow, it'd be a heavyweight, wouldn't it?
And they both want to... Yeah, because Barry Hall can throw them. We've seen him do it. Duck knows that he can throw them.
Well, he thinks he can.
Now, speaking of SAS, tomorrow we're going to have a guest from this season, the Scud. He's going to join us on the Rush Hour tomorrow. But before that, Bill, you've got a joke. And as you mentioned off the top of the show, it is sponsored now by Carlton Draft. And you can head online to triplem.com.au and submit your jokes because you can win a slab and then go in the draw to win that major prize. It's coming up next on the Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Lee Montagna and Billy Brownless. Tomorrow, we are joined by former Olympian Steve Hooker, the pole vaulter.
The pole vaulter. What's he been doing, Joey?
We'll find out tomorrow, Bill.
I tell you one thing.
He played for Ardmona.
He did.
Did he really?
Under Croft, he played,
He was doing a bit of TV, wasn't he? He's doing a couple of those shows.
Still jumping?
I doubt it.
Oh, boy.
Pretty taxing on the body, I think. Always a jumper. Okay, and we're also going to be joined by the Scud. How good the tennis boot. Champion Mark Philippoussis from SAS Australia is going to join us as
He's
well.
He's been very good on SAS too. He's done very well.
Has he?
Yes.
Who's been your favourite?
I've been really impressed with Yana Pittman.
Yes.
I think she's been super. And as I've said, I think she's a chance to win it.
Wow. Now, we've got something new here thanks to Carlton Draft.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
The Carlton Draft 2021 Caulfield Cup Suite. Your chance to win $10,000.
The good people of Carlton Draft not only sponsoring the show, they are sponsoring your joke and they've just slung us a few slabs, which we're going to give away to the people. All you need to do is head to triplem.com.au, enter a joke for Bill to read out, and you can win a slab of Carlton Draft.
Can you just make sure that Bill gives it away to the people, not keep it for yourself, Bill?
Well, I was going to share it with you, but
he's given
we get a slab a day and you're going to say yay.
I'm the judge.
Yes. And yay wins the slab or nay.
Nay. It's a horse.
Right, get segment. It? Yes. Thank you to Carlton Draft. So I've got two jokes here because what about Friday's joke, though, or the response there? Did you get anyone asking
yeah,
you about
it? Yeah, I did. I did. My grandparents.
Nonna.
Nonna asked about it. It's a bit inappropriate.
No.
Your grandparents listen to a lot of the radio.
They do.
You do,
love it.
They?
Yep, yeah, love it.
Good. They love the joke. They, apparently, the grandpa was telling it down the bowls club.
Well, they're back open, the bowlers. Oh,
yeah. Now, so I've got two jokes here. You ready?
Yep.
One is from Craig, and it's Paddy. Paddy runs into the bar, Joey, and says, Mick, someone just stole your car. Mick says, did you get a look at his face? Paddy says, no, 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 I didn't. But I got his rego.
Joe, do you understand it?
It was Mick's car.
Yeah.
So he didn't really need the rego. That went down well. It's going to be a hoot.
To be honest, it took me a while to get that one.
Mm. Yeah, I knew you didn't get it.
No.
That's what, yeah. So it was Mick's car. He didn't need
a yay or a nay.
No, well, hang on. I've got to another one. Right, yeah. This is from Liam. 100 years ago, Joey, everyone owned a horse and only the rich had cars. Now everyone has a car and only the rich have horses.
Mm-hmm.
How the stables have turned. Look at a fake laugh. So, Liam or Craig? A yay. Which one?
A yay to Craig.
Ooh. Really? The rego one you didn't get?
I presume that was funny.
Righto. So he gets a slab, but because it's our first show, guess what? Liam gets a slab also.
Ah, oh, very generous of you.
Thanks to our good friends.
A Carlton Draft.
Carlton Draft, of course. So they both get a slab today.
Good one. Well done. I like that.
Everyone's my jokes are actually better, aren't they?
Yes, actually they are. I was hoping for better. Better entries tomorrow. Come on.
Yes.
TripleM.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now. Supercoach.com.au.